North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper spoke today, joined by COVID-19 task members and faith leaders. Cooper warned of potential scams related to vaccines and continued to caution against holiday travel. He also urged families to gather and worship remotely. Governor Cooper says that while COVID-19 numbers, including new cases and the percentage of positive tests, have plateaued, they remain too high. 92 of North Carolina's 100 counties are currently seeing critical or substantial community spread, designated as red and orange on the state's county alert system. Cooper and his staff note that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are cause for optimism. Cooper emphasizes that the vaccine rollout will not involve phone calls or emails asking residents for financial or personal information.
Don't fall for crooks calling or emailing you and offering a place on a vaccine waiting list. There is no such thing. They're either trying to steal your money, your identity, or both.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen also reminds residents that while 24,000 vaccine doses have been delivered to frontline healthcare workers, the general public will have to be patient.
Supplies of vaccine are very limited for now. It will take many, many months to vaccinate everyone who wants it.
Governor Cooper asked residents to avoid travel during the holidays, a sentiment echoed by faith leaders who asked congregation members to consider worshiping remotely. There is one person not affected by Cooper's restrictions, Santa. Cooper confirmed St. Nick will be exempt from curfew on Christmas Eve, although he has been asked to wear a mask. For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman.